Siddhi Heritage at Murud, Raigarh. The greatest secrets are always hidden in the most unlikely places. Roald Dahl. If Alibag is a destination to have fun with water sports and sacking on the beach, it also boasts of some lesser known history. Many of the local historical figures don't find a mention in our textbooks and remain forgotten. One such important dynasty is of the Abyssinian Siddhis, their story as intriguing as their presence in India. Murud Janjira in Raigarh district of Maharashtra is one pocket where these African descendants of Bantu tribe live and flourish. Some other colonies are in Gujarat, Hyderabad, and in the western Ghats of Karnataka. History of the Siddhis. The word Siddhi comes from the Persian Sayyid, Sayyid, and means master. Within the community, they use it for those who became rulers. The common name is Habshi, Persian for Abyssinian. Its usage as a slur to denote African Indians continues till date in many parts of India. The African community arrived in 7th century India as fisherfolk, merchants, and slaves of the Arab, Portuguese, and the British. Over a period, many rose as nobility in the royal courts owing to their intelligence, wit, and military prowess. From the 15th century onwards and until 16th and 17th century, Siddhis were rulers in Ahmedabad, Golconda, Bengal, and Janjira. Siddhi heritage. Murud lies around 50 kilometers south of Alibag, and as one drives on the winding road, the Siddhi Palace appears just before Murud Beach. Called the Rajwada, King's Mansion, it is a fine amalgamation of Gothic and Mughal elements. The spires are unique in their placement. The palace continues to be inhabited by the descendants of the Nawab and isn't open for visitors. What you get to see from the roadside is a visual treat by itself. Check these images out. Famous for remaining unconquered, an engineering marvel built by the Siddhi ruler, the Janjira Fort is ahead of the Murud beach and village. With 572 cannons, 22 bastions, and unique location, the Janjira Fort is a formidable fortress destroyed by time. As the road climbs upwards, the first view of the fort leaves you spellbound. Accessible only by sea, Burhan Khan, the landlord of Murud, commissioned this fort on the Janjira Island. Completed in 571 AD, he named the fort Janjira Mehroob, Moon Island. Khokri Tombs. The spectacular lived-in heritage of the Siddhis matches equally with the spaces occupied by the dead too. Ahead of the fort and close to the Agardanda jetty are 500-year-old tombs in Indo-Saracenic style. The Khokri tombs have the grave of the great Siddhi ruler Surul Khan and two other Siddhi commanders. There is a mosque in the complex and a baobab tree brought by the African natives. The largest of the tombs is of Surul Khan. Fine latticework screens adorn the exterior. Mughal influences such as pointed arches, heightened platform, and position of the structures are clear. The locals maintain the place well, and it provides a calm space to rest up before proceeding ahead. The next time you hop to Alibag for a weekend out, don't miss out on these gems. Pin the Siddhi secrets.